When it comes to plants that eat meat, you might be familiar with the Venus flytrap, but in fact, there are hundreds of other carnivorous plants, and now scientists have discovered the first new one in about 20 years. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, this plant lives practically in the backyard of major urban centers on the West Coast.
The Western False Asphodel is a pretty little perennial wildflower. Sean Graham is a botanist with the University of British Columbia. He says, of course he knew about this flower. It grows all the way from California to Alaska, in bogs and on stream banks.
They're little grass-like plants, so they have little tufts of grass-like leaves, but the flowers are more lily-like, so they have clusters of these very attractive little white flowers.
Recently, Graham and his colleagues were working on a project related to plant genetics. It had nothing to do with carnivorous plants. But they happened to notice that the Western False Asphodel had a genetic deletion that's sometimes seen in plants that eat bugs. The researchers started to think about the fact that this flower grew in places with plenty of sun and water, but nutrient-poor soil.
And then they have these sticky stems. So, you know, it was kind of like, I wonder if this could be a sign that this might be carnivorous.
So they checked it out. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, they describe new evidence that this plant eats insects. The sticky hairs on its stalk produce a digestive enzyme. And when one of the scientists fed a special kind of nitrogen to fruit flies and then stuck the flies onto the stems, he was later able to show that the plant took up this nitrogen.
So that's kind of a key step to prove carnivory, that they not only that they're digesting the prey, but that the nutrients from the dead animal actually end up in the plant.
Now, this plant has been described in the scientific literature since 1879. Graham says lots of dried specimens are preserved in herbariums.
And you can go and you can poke around and you can see insects stuck to the stems.
But nobody, until now, realized that the stems were a kind of trap. Aaron Ellison is a botanist with Harvard University who was not part of the research team. He says carnivorous plants usually capture prey with modified leaves, and they keep their traps far away from their flowers so as not to inadvertently kill their pollinators.
No one would be looking at a flower stalk as the primary mode of carnivory. That is quite a surprise.
It looks like this plant stalk isn't sticky enough to endanger bees or butterflies. It only captures tiny insects. Graham says it's actually not that uncommon for plants to have sticky stems, which makes him wonder if there are more carnivorous plants out there than scientists think. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.